My name is Jim Somerville. I'm a geologist by background, working in the offshore oil and gas industry. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer late in 2015. It's an advanced prostate cancer. I was advised to take and did take chemotherapy, which I went through six sessions early in 2016 with CT and bone scans before and after the sessions. Indications are that everything is quieting down, it's in remission, and I'm in a monitoring stage from now on. So I'm on regular hormone therapy and blood tests every 3 months with an oncologist consultation every 4 months. Chemotherapy itself was less traumatic than I expected, but it's obvious that other people were having more difficulty with chemotherapy. Mid-2014, just before the age of 65, I retired. Towards the end of 2015, I started experiencing constipation problems. I went to the doctors. He did his inspection, let's say, examination. Thought the prostate was a bit enlarged. It was worth checking. I arranged for blood tests a week or two later, got the results of that, and PSA level was quite high, around 23. He said, look, there's fair indication that will be a cancer issue, so we need to get you looked at. Was in at Aberdeen Royal Infirmary, had biopsy. Clinicians felt that it was severely enlarged, and that was probably the cause of the constipation. Biopsies were taken, got called in for the results of the tests. They weren't sure if it was had spread or not, but it was a fairly aggressive form of cancer, so arranged for a CT scan and a bone scan. It had spread to a number of bone sites and a couple of lymph nodes. Very quickly then, there was arranged a set of chemo sessions, six sessions, 3 weeks apart. It goes through your mind, were there signs before this? Could I have thought of before? You know, what did I miss? I don't really think there was, you know. I had a friend who unfortunately died because of it, but, you know, the guy that was my best man was diagnosed with prostate cancer, very advanced, just a year before. And so he lives in Australia, so I'd been discussing with him. So none of the things that were being told to me were unknown. You're talking about an issue which may well kill you, but, you know, you cross the road every day. You know, there's a bit of a feeling that, you know, chemo's a bad thing. I had a relatively easy time of it. It was docetaxel, Taxotere that I had. I used the cold cap. I mean, I don't mind the cold very much anyway, so it wasn't a big issue. But then I watched what was happening for the 3 weeks in between. There was a very definite pattern to everything. You know, the first few days was fine, but then a bit aches and pains in the joints and just a bit creaky kind of thing. Maybe even getting a bit of a cold or something, you know. The steroids gave me a hiccup. And then by the time the next chemo comes in, you're back okay again, you know. The one thing which was creeping up on me, and I was aware might, was an increasing level of tiredness. By the end, I mean, walking 50 yards was a struggle. I had quite severe build-up of fluid on my legs. After a period probably of about a month after the chemo was finished, then my fitness started to improve a bit. I had an issue with nails, very tender nail beds, but overall, not a big problem. The chemo wasn't a big issue. So sickness wasn't an issue. You know, I lost some taste. Hair, I didn't lose my hair. It thinned. Texture changed and things. Probably went whiter than it was. The PSA level dropped pretty well immediately after starting the hormone therapy. Areas of the bone that it had spread to were less intense. There was no indication of it having spread to other internal organs. So it's at a monitoring stage, and I was set then 4 monthly visits to the oncologist. So there's a wee bit of anxiousness creeps in at that point, because you think, okay, we'll get the test, see what it is. And as an individual, I almost don't worry about things that are past or done, you know, and you just say, well, you know, how do we move forward?